Good morning. It's Sunday, December 7th, and this is Mamoon Azeem with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. A painful chapter is turning toward hope. Andrew Wolf, the 24-year-old National Guardsman critically wounded in an ambush-style shooting near the White House, is slowly healing. According to West Virginia Governor Patrick Morrisey, Wolf suffered a severe head injury during the 26th of November attack that also killed 20-year-old Guard member Sarah Beckstrom. His parents say he's beginning to look more like himself, and doctors expect him to remain in acute care for several weeks. The suspected gunman, Afghan national Rahmanullah Lakhanwal, has been charged with murder and assault. The attack has prompted the Trump administration to call for additional guard deployments and tighter immigration measures. As vigils continue back home, Wolf's family says faith and public support are keeping them hopeful for recovery. Another news, a major shift in national park access is drawing scrutiny. The U.S. National Park Service is removing Martin Luther King Jr. Day and Juneteenth from its fee-free entrance list starting in 2026, following President Donald Trump's executive order to modernize park policies. Instead, Flag Day, also Trump's birthday, will become a patriotic free entry day. U.S. citizens will still receive several no-fee holidays, but foreign visitors will pay up to $250 for an annual pass and additional surcharges at top parks. The Interior Department says the changes ensure taxpayers enjoy affordable access while tourists contribute their fair share. Critics argue the move sidelines holidays tied to civil rights and inclusion, with surcharges expected to raise $90 million annually. Park advocates say the impact on international tourism remains uncertain. Around the world, a night of celebration turned deadly in Goa. A fire tore through a popular nightclub in Arpora just after midnight, killing at least 25 people, most believed to be staff, after a suspected gas cylinder explosion in the kitchen. Six others remain hospitalized but stable. Witnesses described panic as flames spread rapidly through the packed nightlife district. Police Chief Ala Kumar said most victims were found near the kitchen, suggesting they were employees caught by the sudden blast. Rescue teams worked through the night combing charred debris as families gathered for news. Goa's chief minister has ordered an inquiry and vowed stringent action against any negligence. With millions visiting the coastal state each year, officials warn the tragedy highlights urgent gaps in fire safety at crowded entertainment venues. Another news, warfare and diplomacy collided overnight in Ukraine, hours after President Volodymyr Zelensky concluded what he called a very constructive round of U.S.-led peace talks in Florida. Russia launched a massive combined strike on the industrial city of Kremenchuk, knocking out power, heat, and water for many residents. No deaths were confirmed, but the damage was extensive. Moscow also claimed to have downed 77 Ukrainian drones. The attacks came amid renewed efforts to draft a settlement with U.S. negotiators, including Jared Kushner and envoy Steve Witkoff, who say they have agreed on a framework for future security guarantees. European leaders are preparing for high-level talks in London tomorrow. For Ukrainians on the ground, the contrast between negotiations abroad and bombardment at home remains stark. Another news. A quiet evening turned devastating in central Myanmar. 18 people were killed when military jets dropped two bombs onto Bayan Township in Sagaing region, striking a crowded tea shop and nearby homes. Witnesses described a deafening blast and scenes of chaos as residents rushed to help. Rescue workers say seven people died instantly, with more passing away later in hospital. The attack is one of the deadliest this year in Sagaing, a region hit repeatedly since the 2021 coup triggered nationwide armed resistance. Local officials say the tea shop was completely destroyed, and funerals began Saturday for victims whose bodies were difficult to identify. With no response from the ruling junta, residents fear more strikes despite calls for a ceasefire following recent natural disasters. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.